From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. G20 encourages capacity building for poor and developing countries in handling pandemic. Indonesian government prepares six pillars of health transformation to handle COVID-19. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now, the news in details. Head of the Fiscal Policy Agency at the Ministry of Finance, Febrio Nathan Kacaribu, revealed that the agenda and result of the meeting of the finance ministers and central bank governors at the G20 Indonesia presidency, which was held on February 17 to 18, 2022. The meeting discussed several agendas, including the global economy and health agenda, international financial architecture agenda, and efforts to strengthen the global financial sector and overcome the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the financial sector. In the coordination meeting with the theme National Editors in Welcoming the G20, which was held at the Pullman Hotel in Jakarta on Thursday, Febrio Kacaribu also explained that in the discussion of the global economic and health agenda, the G20 countries are committed to coordinating in making policies that favor to low and middle income countries, especially related to efforts to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. The G20 countries are also committed to enhancing global dialogue and cooperation in taking steps to prepare for and respond to disasters. The first point is global economy and health agenda. The G20 is committed to coordinating policies ensuring access to safe, timely, fair and affordable vaccines, especially for low and middle income countries. The G20 also enhanced global dialogue and cooperation on issues related to diversity, preparedness and response to future tragedies and contributes to strength of the global health architecture. In addition, the G20 also encourages strengthening the role of joint task force consisting of elements from the Finance Ministry and Health Ministry of G20 countries, along with WHO and the World Bank. In discussing the International Financial Architecture Agenda, Kacaribu further pointed out that the G20 have agreed to provide assistance to poor countries through deferral of foreign debt payments. They also restructured foreign debt for poor countries. This assistance, according to Kacaribu, is to improve the capacity of poor countries in overcoming the pandemic and at the same time, enhance their ability to manage debt in a bid to support their economic recovery in the long term. To strengthen the global financial sector and overcome the impact of the pandemic on the financial sector, the G20 countries pay attention to risk management and optimize the use of technology and digitization of the financial sector. On the technology, the digitalization and risk management side, the G20 countries have agreed on the need for regulatory and supervisory tools for crypto assets. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said on Thursday that the Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Health, is preparing six pillars of health transformation to handle the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia. He hopes that by implementing this transformation, Indonesia could have a better and stronger health system that is integrated with the world's health system. Thereby, he appealed to the community to adapt to the pandemic situation so that they could still be productive while also taking care of their health. Minister of Communication and Informatics Jenny J. Plate said in a press release quoted on Thursday that aside from the government, the community also plays a vital role in the fight against COVID-19-related hoaxes that continue to spread amid the pandemic. In line with the government's efforts to prevent hoaxes from spreading, the community is expected to well study information and carefully access it from reliable sources. Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia has confirmed that Yogyakarta province will host the meeting of manpower ministers of G20 member states in May this year. After meeting with Governor Hamengkubuwono X in Yogyakarta on Thursday, she said that the province has been selected as the meeting host as for issues that would be raised during the G20 Employment Working Group EWG forum are highly relevant to the situation in the province. Responding to Minister Fauzia's request, Hamengkubuwono X affirmed that the provincial authority will support and facilitate the G20 Manpower Ministers' meeting, which is being organized as part of Indonesia's G20 presidency this year. Let's move on to the international news. The leaders of the World Bank and IMF signaled Thursday that they are ready to help Ukraine while warning that Russia's invasion will have repercussions for the global economic recovery. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said she was deeply concerned about the fighting's impact on the peoples of Ukraine and cautioned in a tweet that the conflict adds significant economic risk for the region and the world. World Bank President David Malpass said in a statement in the Washington-based development lender is horrified by the shocking violence and loss of life and warned that the devastating development in Ukraine will have far-reaching economic and social impacts. Asian shares regained ground on Friday following Wall Street's overnight lead as U.S. President Joe Biden hit back at Russia with harsh sanctions after it unleashed troops, tanks and missiles on Ukraine. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan rose 0.68%, while Japan's Nikkei was trading up 1.53% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index added 0.16%. Australian shares added 0.3%, driven by a rebound in tech stock. Protesters turned out on public squares and outside Russian embassies in cities from Tokyo to Tel Aviv and New York on Thursday to denounce the invasion of Ukraine, while more than 1,000 who tried to do the same in Russia were arrested. The earliest known protest occurred outside Russia's embassy in Washington around 6 a.m. GMT on Thursday, only 3 hours after President Vladimir Putin said he had launched his military operation. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on the Indonesian communities in living the 38th National Day commemoration of Brunei Darussalam.
Thank you.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Begin with February 25, 1964, Muhammad Ali won his first heavyweight boxing world champion. Muhammad Ali won his first world champion by defeating Sonny Liston. Ali, who was still using his former name Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr., celebrated his victory in a private party in Miami. He announced that he joined Nation of Islam and in the same year announced changing his name from Clay into Muhammad Ali. Next February 25, 1986, Corazon Aquino was inaugurated as the President of the Philippines. The inauguration of Aquino ended the 20-year government of Ferdinand Marcos. Corazon Aquino led the Philippines from 1986 until 1992. She became the first female president in Asia. Her political struggle could not be separated from her husband's murder, a popular opposition figure, Senator Benigno Aquino Jr. Aquino was promoted by the opposition to fight the autocracy by President Ferdinand Marcos. And the last is on February 25, 1991, the Warsaw Pact was disbanded. Warsaw Pact was a defense alliance of communist socialist countries in East Europe of the East Bloc as a rival of West Bloc's NATO. The Warsaw Pact faced a crisis caused by democratic revolution waves in East Europe and the disunity among communist countries. On February 25, 1991, a meeting between the member countries' defense and foreign ministers in Hungary declared the disbanding of Warsaw Pact. While in Prague, July 1, 1991, Czechoslovakia President Václav Havel officially announced the end of the Warsaw Pact. And listener, that's today in history.
looking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing, no one can kill my vibe. Good, bad, good, bad, so never rush. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up, everyone listen up. Whenever negativity, trying to break it down, will be this. Everyone listen up, everyone has to know. Everyone has to know. Everyone has to know.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about Indonesia and South Korea discuss bilateral and regional trade. Indonesian Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi welcomed the visit of South Korean Minister of Trade, Industry and Energy Moon Sung-wook at Trade Ministry Office, Jakarta on Monday, February 21st. Muhammad Lutfi said South Korea is one of Indonesia's main strategic trade partners, bilaterally and regionally. He therefore welcomed Minister Moon's visit and hoped the two nations support each other in encouraging a stronger and sustainable economic recovery in line with the main theme of Indonesian G20 presidency, Recover Together, Recover Stronger. The main agenda of the bilateral meeting was discussing bilateral and regional trade cooperation. They discussed the ratification of Indonesia-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IKSEPA, and Regional Economic Partnership Agreement, RCEP, targeted to finish prior to March 2022. Muhammad Lutfi congratulated South Korea because of the RCEP had been implemented in South Korea since February 1, 2022. Muhammad Lutfi hoped the IKSEPA and RCEP implementation could affect positively to Indonesian, South Korea, and global economy. Muhammad Lutfi affirmed Indonesia welcomed the South Korea suggestion to encourage supply chain cooperation for certain products. Indonesia was committed to encouraging a strong and sustainable global economic recovery. Indonesia also encouraged South Korea to more actively invest in Indonesia. The meeting also discussed various strategic issues, including priority issues from Indonesia G20 Presidency 2022. This was mainly related to the Trade Investment and Industry Working Group TIIWG and its contribution to Sustainable Development Goals, two countries' policy, and investment cooperation. Minister Muhammad Lutfi asked the South Korea government related to the Trade Investment and Industry Working Group in the framework of Indonesia G20 Presidency 2022, especially related to adding industrial issue to the working group. Meanwhile, Minister Moon said Indonesia was a strategic partner of South Korea, especially with the new Southern policy initiated by South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two countries' bilateral relations kept moving in a positive way in various sectors, mainly trade and investment. He believed this could be increased with the two countries' commitment in encouraging the IKCEPA and RCEP agreement. And listener, that's my Indonesia for today.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Aku di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir tuh meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Pacitan Regency in East Java is famous for its beautiful beaches, such as Klayar, Banyu Tibo, Puyutan, and Serau. In addition, Pacitan also has many wonderful tourism destinations. One of them is Maron River. Due to its beauty and authenticity, the river gets the nickname the Amazon River, coming from East Java. The distance is about 40 kilometers from the Pacitan Square, while it takes approximately 1 hour by motorcycle. You have to pay an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiah to enter the Maroon River tourism attraction. By walking 20 meters from the entrance, you will arrive at the river bank. Here, you will see a row of boats docking at the side of the river on a small dock. To enjoy the wonder of this tourism area, you have to try the river crossing adventure. You can also rent boats owned by the local residents with a maximum capacity of 6 people. Before going down the river, you are recommended to wear a life jacket. Tour along the river stretches for 4.5 kilometers for 45 minutes. When you go down this river, you will enter a river that divides the forest area. It is not surprising that the destination is nicknamed the Amazon of Indonesia. It is because the right and left sides of the river are surrounded with shady tropical forests. Along the river, you will enjoy the bluish-green water of the Maroon River. Coming closer to the end of the riverside tourism route, you will go along the coral hills near the beach. During the trip along the river, you can also enjoy some interesting photo spots. There is one favorite photo spot, namely a swing that is attached to a large tree trunk above the river. You can relax by sitting on the swing with your feet touching the surface of the river. But of course, the best part is by sitting at the end of the boat, which has a backdrop of lush trees and streams. This walking river tourism trip will end at Ngiroboyo Beach. You can go down for a moment and enjoy the atmosphere of the beach. The boat driver will wait for 2 hours maximum before returning to the dock. Besides the river activity, you can also swim and fish in the Maroon River. The tourism attraction is equipped with toilets, restaurants, and a large parking lot.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya,
you've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, Miscellany for today has a topic: UGM develops a natural textile dyes from Papuan Merbau wood. In the early 20th century, Indonesia was the leader of the world's largest indigo blue natural dye market. Because Indonesia has abundant natural wealth, which is the raw material for natural dyes, and until now, this potential has not been utilized properly. In fact, almost all regions in Indonesia have a culture for using natural dyes and natural resources as raw materials for natural dyes. Now, it is estimated that more than 90% of textile craftsmen and industries in Indonesia still use synthetic dyes in producing their textile products. In fact, the raw materials for synthetic dyes are imported with a large capacity and very high value. There are synthetic dyes that are carcinogenic and very dangerous for user and the environment. With this problem, the UGM research team, who are members of the Indonesian Natural Dye Institute Research Group at Universitas Gadjah Mada, undertook a downstream program for natural dye prototypes. They built a natural dye production site from the waste of the Merbau wood industry in Jayapura, Papua. Sawdust from Merbau wood. Sawdust from Merbau wood has the potential to be used as a source of raw material for the natural dye industry. Head of the Indi UGM team, Edia Rahayu Ningsih, said that the waste from forest products in Papua could reach 20 to 40% of the total mass of trees. Unfortunately, this waste has not been used optimally and is usually thrown into the environment or burned so that it becomes a problem in the environment. Therefore, Herset has produced a tool for processing the natural powder, which is managed by CV Kariwi Jayapura. Apart from raw materials for Merbau in Papua, according to IDEA, natural dyes can be also be made from raw materials derived from indigofera plants, cocoa waste, palm oil waste, and mangrove bark waste. That's miscellany.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya ke dalam hidup. Cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. For the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from South Sumatra, entitled Nak Cak Mano Lagi, to be sung by Devi and Sakti. The song is about a woman who doesn't know what to do to make her husband's heart happy. She also has to accept the behavior of her partner because he is a man chosen by her parents to be her life partner. Here is the original song from South Sumatra, entitled Nak Cak Mano Lagi, sung by Devi and Sakti.
Sekali diam ke dua kali ku jingok ke lama-lama aku jadi kesel, aku jadi pegel. Apa memang sifat awak pecah itu? Kurang apa aku ini segala segalalah ku adoke, tapi masih baik nak cak mano lagi. Tapi apa nak dikato, kau pilihan untukku. Walau aku sudah tahu dari dulu memang jadi itu. Cak mano lagi. Musik. Kurang apa aku ini, segalalah ku torong ke, segalalah ku adok ke, tapi masih baik nacak mano lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada hati, tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah
of Indonesia.
di tempatku sembunyikan perasaanku yang tak bisa diriku tutupi. Betapa indahnya kamu, bagaikan bintang di hati yang temani sepanjang malamku menebak cintamu. Meskipun engkau belum meyakini apa yang aku rasakan, aku masih memperjuangkan cintaku. Untuk yakinkanmu, hanyalah dirimu cintaku di setiap detak hatiku. Berulang aku dekati, berulang hanya senyuman yang kuharap, artinya sama, kita saling sayang. Meskipun engkau belum meyakini apa yang aku rasakan, aku masih memperjuangkan cintaku. Untuk yakinkanmu, hanyalah dirimu cintaku di setiap detak hatiku. Belum meyakini apa yang aku rasakan, aku masih memperjuangkan cintaku. Untuk yakinkanmu, hanyalah dirimu cintaku di setiap detak hatiku. Perjuangkan cintaku. Untuk yakinkanmu, hanyalah dirimu cintaku di setiap detak hatiku. Cintaku di setiap detak jantungku.
Dibesarkan di negeri yang mengagumkan, beragam suku bangsa dan bahasa yang berbeda-beda, tetapi tetap satu jua. Cita rasa seni budaya yang tinggi mengilhami seluruh karya anak negeri. Untuk selalu ingat bumi pertiwi, tempat di mana kita selalu berdiri. Oh indahnya Indonesia, jika kita menjaganya bersama.
From Jakarta,
Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.